apologies. We have Councillor Hanson as an apology. Otherwise, everyone's here except for Councillor Thompson, who
will join us shortly.
Sorry?
He'll join us shortly.
Yeah, he'll join us shortly. As well, no announcements by me. Question time, item 4.5, public question time. No, there's a public here. 6, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions, there are none. 7, any applications for leave of absence? About the table, no. 8, disclosures of interest, we have one from Councillor Thompson, an interest in item 12.2, which is the PNC request for Wandering Primary School, an indirect financial interest pursuant to section 5.61 of the Government Act, because he is a member of the PNC committee. That's a signed document. Okay. Item 9, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting held, 9.1 ordinary council meeting minutes of 20th of November 2025. The recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 20th of November 2025 be confirmed as true and correct. Can I have a movement, please? Thank you, Councillor Cowan, and a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Latham. Can I have a show of hands, please, for it? 4. Okay, that's carried by 0. Reports of committees of council, there are none, as far as I know. Reports from councillors, I've been to Monday, Welga, mayors and presidents training, which was very, very useful all day. But it was very good. Phone meeting at Bolton, which we attended. Councillor Latham was there as well. For that, Councillor Price wasn't there. CEO was there for this too. At Bolton, CCU meeting, no, that's not even in that part. Social media self-defence course on a webinar. Evacuation centre training in Narrogin, we went to. There he is. And Councillor Thompson has entered the room at 3:43 p.m. But just started. Councillor Cowan was at the evacuation centre and training along with the CEO and myself. We attended Councillor Hanson's mother's funeral this morning, the CEO, myself, Lisa, Councillor Price.
It is. No. No reports.
Councillor Cowan.
Nothing from me.
Councillor Hanson. Here. Councillor Jennings. Councillor Latham.
No.
Councillor Thompson.
No.
Okay. Let's move on. CEO. 12.1 is a request to waive higher fees at the Wandering Community Centre. In response to a letter from Lee Muller.
So, to the chair, so this is a letter from Lee Muller, a community member who runs the exercise program. As you're all aware, councillors at the community centre, it's happened for the last couple of years. The request is to use the venue at no cost. The organizer, Mrs. Muller, does not charge the participants any fees for the exercise class. There is a gold coin donation, but whatever money is collected is put back into the Shire, or donated back. There is no other income or any other thing drawn from that group. It is a really good exercise group in terms of community members that attend it have given positive feedback. They say it's good social interaction for them, but also in terms of an exercise and an exercise class. So The request from council is to support that group by waiving the fees for the next 12 months. As per the fees and charges schedule, the 2 hours that they use that space would equate to $33 a week, and over 12 months the higher fee would be $1,716. So basically it's you're foregoing your revenue by supporting for this community group to have the venue for free. So you're not, there's no loss, financial loss per se, because that's not any money that was coming anyhow, it's just you're foregoing potential revenue by giving it at a discounted rate of a free, really.
So the officer recommendation is that council waive the community centre higher fees and bond for Lima Lodge around the exercise program for up to 12 months on the following conditions. No cost to each participant. The instructor continues to provide the program on a voluntary basis. The community centre is left in the same state prior to the use. If there are any other paid bookings or booking requests that clash with this arrangement, Lima will be required to reschedule the exercise program for that week. Can I have a mover, please, for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. And a seconder, thanks, Councillor Cowan. Can I have a show of hands? All those in favour? Thank you. That's carried 6-7-0.
Madam Chair, before we move on, mention before that, if the Shire required a security bond of $300, I think it was, can I move that that certainly not be asked for, that that be not followed through?
Sorry, to the chair, can you say that again?
Just scrolling back up on the screen a little bit, it mentions if the the security bond to be, once I see $300 if council wishes a bond to be paid, I would suggest that, I would move that we don't suggest that the bond would be paid and that any bond be disregarded, not requested.
So to the chair, that's the current situation anyhow?
Yes.
And because you moved and seconded, the recommendation is too late now to change anything, but we haven't in the past, so it won't be anyway.
Yeah. So we're not going to ask for a security.
No.
Yeah. No, that's sort of
way. But just for any future items, if you want to say something in terms of changing the recommendation, you need to please speak up before you move and second and vote on it. Thank you.
So the next item is part of the same one, which is the 12.2. Request for use of the community kitchen. So I'll let Percy go speak to this as well.
All right, so this is the letter that's attached from the Wandering Primary School PNC committee. They would like to use the kitchen 4 times a term over the school year in 2026, which is about 16 uses, to make some lunches for the children. They are suggesting that they will need it for approximately 2 hours each time, including cleanup. They would like for council to waive the fees for the entire year, so that's for the entire 16 times that they would use it. So as per your fees and charges schedule, the casual hire of the community kitchen is $16.50 per hour, and so over 4 times a term over the year, it would equate to $528. Council had a discussion at the planning forum last week around this arrangement and the potential that precedent it might set if you start to waive fees for everybody that requested waiving of higher fees. At the end of the day, it does cost council money in terms of cleaning, in terms of electricity, in terms of gas, in terms of the fridge and everything else that's on, and so then it's a cost to the Shire. So the discussion led us to suggest that we would as per the officer's recommendation, put to the PNC committee that we would give them a 50% discount on the total cost for the year. But then on the condition that they would have to pay the money up front, and they would have to be flexible if the venue was booked by someone that was paying the full fees as well. So any questions, happy to take them. But that's as per what we discussed and the planning board.
So, can I have a mover for that, please? That's with Councillor Cowan, seconder for that motion. Thanks, Councillor Latham. And can I have a show of hands, those for that motion? Thank you. That's five, carried.
And if he's in the room, he has to vote.
Vote.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to vote for.
Okay, voting for it. Yes, thank you. It's carried. And we are down to item 12.3, Shire of Wandering Policy Manual Review, Policies 43 and 50. Policy 43, naming on the Shire facilities, roads, parks, reserves and buildings. And policy 50 is the council's responsibilities on ground land.
Yep, so to the chair, so these are the policies we looked at the planning forum last week. These are the existing policies that we as a council look at on a regular basis and update them as need be. This policy, as we discussed, was called Place Names Policy. So one of the updates to the policy is the title of the policy from Place Names to Naming of Shire Facilities, Roads, Parks, Reserves and Buildings, in line with similar policies in other local governments. We also included a section at the end of this policy called Procedures and Guidelines, which gives a bit more structure and guidance to anyone that did want to suggest a new road be named or a new building be named and what the process is, so that there's a bit more clarity in our policy than what was in the previous policy. And then we've updated the associated documents in line with what the name currently is, that is the policy for standards of the geographic naming of Western Australia. So those are the changes in that policy, as we discussed last week. And then the next policy that was due for renewal is the council's responsibility on crown land. Again, we looked at this one. There was no need to change anything in the policy, so the policy will be is suggested to be adopted in its current format.
Okay, so the officer in question is Councillor Cowan. Council adopts the following policies with any amendments made. Policy 43, naming of Shire facilities, roads, parks, reserves and buildings. And policy 50, council's responsibilities on Crown land. Can I please have a mover for that motion? Councillor Latham, thank you. Seconder for that, please. Councillor Thompson, thank you very much. I have a show of hands for that. Thank you. That's carried 6-0. Okay. 12.4, Shire Wandering Policy Manual, New Policy 95, Press Code and Personal Presentation Policy. This is a draft policy 95, Press Code and Personal Presentation Policy.
Sure. To the chair, so this is a new policy, hence it's not in the previous policy document or previous agenda item, where we look at existing policies on a regular basis to update them. So this is a new policy to capture the press code and presentation for councillors, committee members, so any subcommittees of council, because obviously they represent council out in the community, and any candidates that stand for elections as well, because while they're a candidate, they are, as you know, they are have to abide by the code of conduct that councillors have to abide by, but also we want them to present in a particular way as well during the time they're a candidate. So this policy encompasses councillors, committee members, and candidates. We discussed this policy at the planning forum last week. There were a few changes that were suggested which have been included in here. and update it accordingly. I guess other than that, if there's any other questions, I'm happy to answer them, but all the suggestions that were made have been included in here.
It is covered, as you know, in the training manuals, but there was one CEO who pointed out to me that we actually don't have a policy as such for us as a council, so this is doing that.
Just to add to that, so usually in the code of conduct is where you'd have a section around dress code, and our code of conduct for councillors, committee members, candidates doesn't include that, so hence we've put it in a separate.
Okay, so the officer recommendation is that council adopts the newly created policy 95, dress code and personal presentation policy. Let's have a mover for that.
Can I just have something to say about this, please?
Yes.
Before we move on. In section number four in the number four about appropriate footwear, and it does mention there open toed footwear. Now I have a medical condition where I cannot wear shoes. I can only wear open toed sandals. I don't want to be coming in here every time and breaking the dress code because I simply can't wear shoes. So I'd like some sort of amendment to that.
That's written on this. You've got a medical reason.
So to the chair, Councillor Jenny, so your query or request will get covered in the section there where it says for medical reasons.
Yes.
If any councillors, candidates, committee members are not able to abide what's in the dress code, you just need to, in a separate conversation, let the Shire President know, and then you'll be fine.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay.
So, the Chair, perhaps we can change the title of that paragraph to include exceptions to the policy or medical reasons instead of just cultural and or religious, because that doesn't cover it.
No, I agree.
And there's more reasons that people can't abide by than cultural and or religious.
So, cultural, religious, and medical reasons?
Yes. Yeah, maybe.
Sure.
That's still covered in the change
of title. Yeah, so then we'll just have an altered recommendation that council adopts the policy, including the suggested rewording of the
that
title there to include medical reasons.
So the officer recommendation is that council adopts the newly created policy 95, dress code and personal presentation policy.
Including the change to the title of the section to clearly outline medical reasons for attire.
Okay, so can I have my move for that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Jennings. And a seconder, thank you, Councillor Cowan. Can I have a show of hands for those for it, please? That's carried 6-0. Thank you. Item 13 is the finance section. 13.1 financial report, 30th November 2025. The SIR recommendation is that the financial report for the period ending 30th November 2025 as presented be accepted. Can you move on a second, please? Mm-hmm. Move. Can I have a mover, please? Perhaps have a plan for a section where we go through and explain.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do.
Yeah. Some of the figures are quite big.
Yeah, to the chair, happy to take that a notice and we'll include that as part of the...
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Councillor Cowan, I believe that the financial reporting and stuff is a subject of one of the essential five training courses that we do anyway, so that might cover most of what we require.
Yeah. Okay, so moved and second. Can I have a show of hands, please, if there's no further questions? Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's carried.
I still think about the figures.
6-0. Item 13.2, accounts for payment, 30th November 2025. This is the payments and credit card statement. The officer recommendation is that in accordance with Section 13 of the Financial Management Regulations of the Local Government Act 1995, and in accordance with delegation and payment of municipal fund vouchers, licensing, salaries, wages and EFT transfers, direct debit totaling $335,696.18, attached be noted as approved for payment and credit card statement be noted. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Price. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Do you want to speak to that, Councillor Price?
Yeah, I've just got a couple of queries, if that's all right, please. EFT 10.7.2 underground power development. Is that for the industrial area salt inspection? I'm just wondering. I just wanted to put a bit of background on the description there, if you don't mind that.
So the chair, does the operation manager know that, or does he take no notice?
Yeah, we'll take it on.
We take it on notice.
The next one, EFT 10881. There's just a bit of an anomaly there in the
page
01.
Yeah, page 01.
The previous page.
Jim the Lister. Push up gravel for North Bannister Road at $1.70 cubic metre, around 10,000 cubic metres. Just a quick calculation, 10,000 times 1.7 would be 17,000. Just a query, did we get another 200? Did we get 12,000 cubic metres of gravel pushed up, or was it only 10? The bill's for 22,000.
Through the chair, the $1.70 would have been excluding GST, I'd say.
So 17,000 plus 1,700 makes 18,700. We're still short a bit of gravel and water for a bit of money.
To the chair, to be factored in the cost of the truck?
Yeah, that was probably not including demob and mobilisation.
We take that on notice and come back with the exact details.
Yeah, I'd like to know how we're calculating the 10,000 cubic metres, or just a guess.
It will come with the exact
details. We've had us before with other contractors, we just get a bill and we're not sure whether we've got our...
Yeah, through the chair, sometimes the description that brings it up there, that might be just the description on the purchase order, but it's not the actual cost. And we got him to do some additional work while he was there, like was cleaning up all the spoil from the previous year in the same gravel pit, so hence the cost.
Madam Chair, I have a query as well on EFT 10807. Which is the installation of a new engine of almost $79,000. Which, what engine, what machine was that for?
For the chair, this was for the JCB that we finally got back recently. After a lot of debate with JCB, they actually sent some components off to the UK for analysis, and they sent the EDI over to them to assess the computer program, and it's come back with 3 hours, just over 3 hours of overspeed on the engine. So what that is the weight of the machine, and when they're at full revs or full capacity of the machine at top speed and it goes downhill, it comes up with overspeed, which cuts down the transmission and helps slow the engine down, but it still goes to overspeed, and they're saying that is what's caused the engine to blow. Hence, we have talked to all the operators on the machine. I had the argument with JCB that that's sort of a manufacturer fault, where it should actually like apply the plier brake or something to actually slow the machine down to bring it out of overspeed. But yeah, look, unfortunately we had no room to.
So is there a potential for that to happen again on the same machine?
Absolutely.
In which case, do we need to be putting an engine limiter on there? An engine speed or rev limiter on there?
It's certainly something we can look into. Apparently, Brad was saying the CAT graders sort of do the same thing. If they're at top speed and going downhill, it comes up with the overspeed as well. He said, you've really got to jump on the brakes to bring it back and then try and ease it.
That really sounds like an engine control module issue, not an operator issue. If they can't make a machine, they can slow themselves down.
Yeah.
In this day and age, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, to the chair, would agree with that, comes to the price, but that's where they're going. It's they're fighting that and going, no, it's an operator thing, even though they're trying to say it's a manufacturing.
Councillor Wade, yeah, some of the machines I've worked on over the years have had an overspeed buzzer, which is quite loud, very irritating noise, and as soon as it comes on, you slow down the machine and you rid of it. Whether something like it can be fitted. A bit like the warning, you know, when you hit PTO.
Starts screaming at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the JCB, it just sort of comes up on the dash, so blinks overspeed.
Yeah, hope you're not looking.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
Councillor Cowan again. I think if there is a remotest possibility that that could happen again, we certainly need an audible amount for overspeed.
Yep, no, I'll certainly make a note of that and look into it, see if there's something additional that we can get fitted.
Are there any other queries?
No, that was
that
one last one. The discussion around that machine outside this council may be appropriate. It's a pretty costly bit of gear, that one, isn't it?
Did
you
move it on?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I don't need to move it on. Back.
And in addition to that, some of our documentation around this debt as well makes it difficult if the ex-employee were to challenge some of that. We've struggled to have the evidence for it, so again, that would again make it difficult for us. So we wouldn't go down that path. So the recommendation is to just write it off and move on.
Okay, so the officer recommendation is that council write off the amount of $322.79 from debt or by 483. I have a mover, please, for that motion. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. A seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Latham. Can I have a show of hands of those in favour of writing that debt off? Thank you. That's carried 560. Item 14, planning and technical services, 5-year preventive maintenance plan.
To the chair, we'll just get the operations manager to just give a quick overview of this. Again, it was discussed at the planning forum meeting last week, but just for the sake of anybody online that's listening to the recording.
Yeah, through the chair, this is just the program that is required by Main Roads that the Shire have adopted a 5-year bridge replacement plan. This helps us secure funding for works in the future.
Any questions from any of the councillors? Based on the feedback from the discussions as well, the operations manager has included the CPI over successive years into the financial calculations.
Okay. Any further questions?
So, to the chair, previously you had 550, for example, here across all the lines, and then what we have done is we included the CPI to more accurately reflect what those costs will be over the years.
So, the officer recommendation is Council adopts the Shire Wandering 5-year preventive maintenance and bridge replacement plan as presented. Can I have a mover, please, for that? Councillor Cowan, thank you. A seconder, please, for that. Councillor Thompson, thank you. Can I have a show of hands of those in favour, please? That's carried 6-0. Item 15 is elect members' motions on which previous notice has been given. There's none. New business or urgent business introduced by decision of the meeting. Elected members, Neil, officers, Neil, matters behind closed doors. Okay, the procedural motion here is that council pursuant to section 5.232E of the Local Government Act 1995 close the meeting to members of the public as the subject matter relates to section 5.232E, a matter that if disclosed would reveal information that has commercial value to a person or information about the business, professional, commercial, or financial affairs of a person where the trade secret or information is held by or is about a person other than a local government. Can I please have a mover for going behind closed doors? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. And a seconder, please. Councillor Latham, thank you. And all those in favour of going behind closed doors, thank you. Carried 6-0. So we are now back. The council decision now is that council resolved to adopt the resolution of confidential item 17.1, resolution number 1112. 225. Can I please have a mover for that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Cowan. A seconder, please, for that motion. Thank you, Councillor Latham. Can I have a show of hands, please, of those in favour of that motion? Thank you. That's carried. 6-0. No more. Okay. Now, close the meeting at 4:20 p.m.